another body.
In the previous year, we spoke about the mitzvahs netilas lulav ulakachtem. Does the mitzvah mean holding the dalad minim? Does the mitzvah mean taking the dalad minim? And then we also spoke about, besides taking it or holding it, do you also have to lift it? Or do you not have to lift it? And even if you have to lift it, if it's lifted, is that enough? This year, Be'ezat Hashem, we're going to focus on the next part after, with doing the netilah, these nanuim also. Right? You shake the lulav. The Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Pesachim says, Mida'agbe nafakbe. The Gemara says that once you pick up the dalad minim, you yoitza. Just picking it up itself, you yoitza the mitzvah. So the question is, L'chayru from that Gemara would be pretty clear that just picking up the dalad minim itself is enough and you don't have to do nanuim. Right, Mida'agbe, once you pick up Mida'agbe, you pick up the dalad minim, nafakbe, you yoitza. So the Gemara says, once picking up the dalad minim, we said last time, maybe you don't even have to pick it up, it's lav dafka, but taking it, holding it, picking it up is enough in your yoitza. So where does this, what's the makar for the nanuim? And we actually know, we do nanuim twice. We do nanuim b'shas the bracha. We make a bracha and we shake. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go into the halachas of nanuim, how you shake, ma'ilachumevi, up, down, turning, all the halachas. But now we're going to focus more on the makar. And the din, mitzvah, deraisa. So we know we do nanuim by the bracha, and we also do nanuim by halal. So what's the makar for the both nanuim? The nanuim of halal is a pretty clear-cut makar. It's a mishnah. The mishnah in lulav agazel, daf lamed zayin, amad beis. The mishnah says, v'heichen hoye menanim, where do you do nanuim? And the mishnah explains, hoydu anu Hashem, the makar is, the place is where you menanea, but it's a din nanuim by halal. Taisus actually says that the reason why we do nanuim over there is from a pasuk. Oz yiranenu atzei ayar. Samela we do. That's the reason why we do nanuim by halal. The Gemara says, what's the Mishnah talking about? Heichen hayimananen. When do we ever speak about nanuim? The Mishnah says veheichen mananen. The Gemara says nanuim and the charshmei. Who's ever speaking about nanuim? So the Gemara says, you turn back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. The first Mishnah says that the shear of a lulav is four tvachim. And the reason for four tvachim is because the hadasim, aravis, are three and it has to stick out extra tefach. Kedei l'nanea boy. So the Mishnah says you have to have a shear lulav to be able to shake. It has to be possible to shake. And therefore, says the Mishnah, heichem menanea, we di do nanuim, which means we di do nanuim by halal. That's the makar for nanuim by halal. Where's the makar for the nanuim b'shas the bracha? There's no Mishnah and there's no Gemara. Tosfos says that hu adin yevdu nanuim by the bracha. U'b'shas bracha lo imatzinu if you chayef to do nanuim or not. And Tosfos brings two rayas, two makaris that you have to do nanuim. One is a Gemara later. The Gemara daf mem beis amar alf. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanon, Katan hayadei lenanea. Katan that knows how to shake lulav, you machanachem to take the lulav. So Tosfos says seemingly Katan hayadei lenanea to shake, but he doesn't have to say halal. Right? It means you don't need that the katan should also be able to say halal. So seemingly there's a mitzvah to take dalad meat. When you do the mitzvah, you also have to shake. Because if the nanuim is only like the Mishnah says by halal, so then it's not only katan ayedel and anea. You also need that the katan should be able to say halal. Seemingly, these are din nanuim even earlier than halal, and therefore says Tosfos, I have a makor for the din nanuim even b'shas the bracha. Whenever you do the mitzvah, whether it's before davening, whether if it's after davening in the sukkah, when you do the mitzvah, the bracha is nanuim. That's one makor Tosfos says.
Lenanea can't be referring to one because he's going to need to do it later by halal.
But it seems you're asking that it's by halal. But the din is hayodei lenanea yimachanech. It doesn't say anything about that he knows how to say halal. Seemingly, just by taking the lulav hayodei lenanea is enough, even without halal. The second raya, Makoyer, to know that he's a din nanuam even b'shas the bracha, not only later by howl. Taisus has a gemara in brachas. It's a brisa, a tosefta. The brisa says hiktim lotzis l'derech. Somebody's heading out mevin loy shofer v'tekeya to blow to do the mitzvah. Lulav u'minanea. We're talking about he's not davening, he's not saying howl, and just heading out on the way. He takes a dalet vidim, and it says lulav u'minanea. He does nanuam. So these two makoyres that when you take the lulav in the beginning, when you're doing the mitzvah, you do nanuam. The shaila is two questions. First of all, is it a separate mitzvah or it's the same mitzvah? Meaning to say is, when you pick up the lulav, you pick it up, when you even lift it, you take the lulav, is there another mitzvah to do nanuam or it's the same mitzvah? And is it ma'akiv, is it l'tchatchila or b'diavid? Let's say if somebody doesn't do the nanuam, was he yoytze the mitzvah or is he not yoytze the mitzvah? And if you tell me it's one mitzvah and it's ma'akiv, means it's one big mitzvah to take the lulav and to shake, it's one big mitzvah, and if you don't do it, you don't have the mitzvah b'chlal, so then we're back to our question that we started. The Gemara says, mida'ag bei nafik bei, by picking up the dalad minim yoytze, it doesn't say anything about shaking. The Chassam Sofer, very interesting, beautiful Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks a question on this Tosfos. Again, Tosfos says the makor for nanuim b'shas the bracha. Says the Gemara. Tosfos brings from the Gemara katan ayidei l'nanea, which means even without halal you do nanuim. And then maybe you see that these are nanuim even shloim b'shas halal. These are mitzvah of nanuim. The Chassam Sofer asks a question. Nanuim that you do not by howl, that was saying katan eidel and aneya, we would assume is a mitzvah derabanan. Why? Because the Torah says lakachtem, which means to take it. The Torah doesn't say anything about doing nanuim. So the derabanan said, add it on, do nanuim also. So ask the Chassam Sofer, why are we not machanach the child to take the lulav even if he can't shake? What happens if the katan knows how to pick up the dalad mina but he can't shake? He's going to shake, it's going to fall down. He cannot shake, he can only pick it up. So the Chassam Sofer asks, why are we not mechanech the child to pick up the dalad minim, and they'll be yotze the mitzvah deraisa, and the nanuim that he can't do, he won't do. The mitzvah darbanan, he won't do. So you might ask me that we're not in Hilchas Chinuch, we're not mechanech just to do one part and not another part. For an example, by Kiddush, let's say Friday night, the katan, you want to be mechanech the katan to make Kiddush, he knows how to say the words. He was taught, you could teach him to say the words of Kiddush, but he cannot do it ala kais. He can't hold the kais, it's going to fall. He can't do it ala kais. For an example, the din of making Kiddush ala kais, ala kais is the rabbanon. The Kiddush itself is the raisa. So you're not mechanech the child to make Kiddush without a kais, and then when he gets older you add that on. And the obvious thing is because we're not mechanech in mitzvahs to do part of the mitzvah, even though the second part, the ala kais, is only the rabbanon. Because if you're mechanech him, he should do the whole mitzvah kitzurasa, which means to do it fully. Don't do a half a mitzvah, even though the second half is only the rabbanon. So you might ask me, so maybe by lulav also, you know why we're not mechanech the katan to take lulav without shaking? Because we want him to do the full entire mitzvah the way the rabbanon want it. So what's the Chassam Sofer asking that we should teach him just to take, even if he doesn't know how to be menaneah? So l'chayr, the answer is that it's even if they added it, even we'll see if it's one or two mitzvahs, but it's done afterwards by kiddush. The tzura of kiddush that you make kiddush is with a kais. So we don't want to teach him to make kiddush in not a proper way. Mashenki, by taking the lulav, we could be mechanachem to do the mitzvahs netila, and the part two which goes after the netila, the shaking, that when he gets older we'll teach him the shaking. So that's the Chassam Sofer's question. Katan ayideil and aneya. Why are we not mechanach the katan to take the lulav without shaking? Says the Chassam Sofer that this din to be minaneya nanuim is deraisa. It's deraisa. What's the makar that is the raisa? Where does it say? Where is it mavur than anuim in the Torah? The Torah says, well, akachta means to take it. Maybe picking it up, how that gets in, but it's part of the taking. Where does it say nanuim? Says the Chassam Sefer, it's Allah Moshe Mesinai. Where's the Allah Moshe Mesinai? Since all shiurim, whenever these are shir by love, shiurim, are halacha l'moshe Mesinai. It's not mefurish in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe Mesinai, which is the Raisa, but it's mefurish in the Torah. And therefore, this shir, the Mishnah says he's a shir by lulav. What's a shir by lulav? Dal tvachim kadei l'ranea. So memela, if he's a shir by lulav, it has to be that shir is halacha l'moshe Mesinai. So memela, it's the Raisa. And he says, memela, it's the Raisa.
You just said love it. Love it is.
Now, no, that's even without. We'll leave that on the side for now. But in love, the mechanics is also Allah al Maisha Messina. But Shurim, a Shir, Chachamim came and gave a Shir. Different Shurim, it's Allah, not Chacham, it's Allah al Maisha Messina. Therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, we're not machanach the katan to do only one part, not the second part. Even though the second part is afterwards the nanuim, but it's all the deraisa, and it's one big mitzvah. So obviously, you don't teach him to do half the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take the dalad minim and to shake it. So if the katan can't shake the dalad minim, we don't teach the katan. We don't teach him just to take without shaking. So, but the question really is, what's the Gemara says? Me the agbe nafak be. Once you pick up the dalad minim, you yotze. So, how does that work? The Chassam Sofer says it's midiraisa and it's part of the mitzvah to do nanuim. So, what does it mean? The Gemara says me the agbe, by picking up the lulav itself, it's enough. Don't you have to do nanuim? So, the Chassam Sofer continues on, not because of this question, but he has a different reason, and he says a very big chiddush. He says you don't have to do nanuim lamaisa. Just like these yisoid and kachim, kol haroi labila ain bila makeves. When there's a din that you have to mix, even if you don't mix, as long as it's roi labila, you could do it. It's not too much of the flour. It's possible to mix. It's enough. So too is the same over here. As long as it's roi lananea, you need to have dal tvachim to be able to shake. Even if you don't physically shake, it's enough. But you need royal and anea.
So why are we teaching them the cotton?
So cotton, one second. Cotton hayoidea l'anea doesn't even mean that he has to shake. Of course we're going to teach him to shake because that's the proper thing. Even the Chassam Sofer that says you don't need it, of course he's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to actually shake. We all shake. Even though we're Baruch Hashem roy to shake, we shake because of course he's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But when we're machanach the cotton, and maybe when machanach the cotton, we're machanach him to shake also. But as long as the cotton, yoideil and anea, could shake, it's enough. As long as he's able to shake. And that's Shana de Gemara, mida agbe nafik, means because you yoitze the din anuim also. You don't have to physically do the anuim. As long as you're able to do the anuim, it's enough.
You need to use the rice of this nanuim, like this chetzayfer, or it's just the shir ba'alma, but the gansa nanuim is only midrabanan.
So l'chayr it's only midrabanan. We'll see in a minute shittas that really separate it. But the Chassam Sofer learns it's one big deraisa, and he says roy labil, and that's where he ends. So one thing is clear: these for sure din nanuim, and it's a mitzvah. We'll get to it soon. Also clearly where you see that, but it's a mitzvah. L'chayra, you want to know if, if midiraisa, there's still an inyan in the kiyumis of doing, I don't know, in deiraisa, but it's for sure it did. Maybe it's only the rabbanon. But back to if you didn't do it, as long as you could do it, it's enough. So midaag beinafak you were yoitza, and meila katu machanach. You only machanach, only a cotton that could shake. Does he have to shake? That's for the mitzvah the rabbanon, or if these are kiyumis, and just what a second, if let's say Nebuch a chayla or a zakin that cannot pick up the dalad. He cannot shake. He could only hold it, take it. L'chayru, what should come out from the Chassam Sofer, l'chayru is that he's not yoitza, and maybe even he can't make a bracha. Just being more, I didn't see anybody that says that. Just a second, you're not yoitza. You're not yoitza because he doesn't have to physically do it, but he has to be able to do it. If it's a zakin and chayla that could shake, but it takes a lot of energy, so that's fine. It's roy to do it, but if he literally can't do it, Rachman al Atzlan, maybe he's not yoytze the mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, and you need roy to be able to shake it. Maybe he's not yoytze, can't make a bracha.
I think you said earlier that the lulav has to be able to be lenanea, not the person. It is.
So it's a din in both. Very good. Thank you for asking, and I didn't speak it out in fully. The Chacham Sofer says it clearly. It's a din in the person, and it's a din in the lulav. Which means you need a lulav should be able to be royal and anea, and that's what is halacha. You need the size for tvachim. Then there's another din, where it's all the same din in nanuim, that the person also has to be able to, and therefore zaken and chayla or somebody that's not royal to do it won't work. He won't be yoytze. Yeah, it's both. It's in the daled minim and in the lulav, and it's in the person as well.
But on the other way, though, if we're so concerned when we pick up the esrog, to have it upside down, so we're not, you would say, until we make the bracha. So what about from that end, though, in terms of being yotze?
Very good. We're going to get to that also. My dear Chavrusa wants to know if nanum is part of the mitzvah. Is that an eitzah to be able to take the daled minim and make the bracha before the nanum? We're going to get to that soon. Very clear, but that's what comes out, that nanum is actually literally part of the mitzvah. He's a famous brisker Rav. Ramosha Sternbach brings it. The brisker Rav learns up in a Rambam that one should be makbid for the daled minim when he takes the daled minim. Those daled minim that he takes, when he takes the daled minim, he should also do nanuim with those daled minim. In other words, let's say you have your own daled minim, but you have a different one you want to borrow that's more mohadar, so you can borrow his and make the bracha, and then take yours and do the nanuim. Says the brisker Rav, no. When you borrow the daled minim, or even not borrowing, whatever one you're doing, the mitzvah on your own, you have 10 sets, all types of esrogim, the one that you do the mitzvah with, you should do nanuim also. He's medayik the Lashon HaRambam. I'll read the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah kilchasa, shiyagbia agudish al gimel minim biyamin, the three minim in the right, the esrog, the smoil, the yoylach, the yavi, the yala, the ananea, halulav, gimel pa'amim, b'chol ruach. So the Rambam says, when you take the daled minim to do the mitzvah, you should also be moylach umevi. So he's being medayik that it seems that those, while taking the daled minim for the bracha, you should also be moylach umevi. So the way we're learning now, it's pretty clear, it's one big mitzvah, the lakicha and the nanuim, and even if the nanuim is the rabbanon, but midiraisa, the royla bila, royla nanuim, is one big mitzvah. And therefore, when you do it, you do the one big mitzvah, you do it with the same daled minim. So we have so far from the Chasam Sofer that the nanuim is part of the taking of the daled minim, and it's one big mitzvah. It's ma'akiv. However, you don't have to actually do it, because roy is enough. Meidach, the Bekura Yaakov, and I'm just going to read the Lashon, it's pretty short, just to point out that he learns completely different. The Bekura Yaakov says, Hananuim, he mitzvah befnei atzma, it's a completely separate mitzvah than Hananuim after the Netila. Umisha noitel alulev, veloi nanea klal, yotza mitzvahs lulev afilim adirabanon. Elo shebitel mitzvahs ananuim. In other words, these are separate mitzvah of nanuim. You're asking a good question. Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanon? That's a good shaila, but it's a mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. And therefore, if one takes the dalad minim and he holds them, he picks them up, you will yoytze the mitzvah. But not only will you yoytze the mitzvah, you will yoytze the mitzvah even with the Rabbanon. However, there's another mitzvah of nanuim. And that mitzvah, you weren't yoytze if you don't do nanuim. Which comes out, first of all, we understand very geschmack the Gemara, mit the agbe nafek be. Because you fully did the mitzvah. You're picking it up, that's the whole mitzvah. You yoitz it 100% even mit the Rabbanon. However, there's a new mitzvah to do nanuim. It's a separate mitzvah, which maybe it's also halacha l'maisha mesina, or maybe it's the Rabbanon, but it's a separate mitzvah.
And
memelu would come out, a zakin v'chayla, that cannot do nanuim whatsoever, l'chayre, they could still do the mitzvah, the first mitzvah they could still do. They could still do the mitzvah of taking the lulav. They can't. The second mitzvah they're not going to be able to do. What was the question?
What's his makar for nanuim, the mitzvah? Same as the...
If it's going to be...
Taisvus?
You mean... No. The nanuim, the makar that you do... Oh, that we do nanuim is taisvus. That's taisvus. The Chassam Sefer really asks from that Gemara, and he says that it's Dairaisa. What we have to really understand now is Lafita Bekuru Yaakov, what happens to Katan Ayideil and Anea? Why don't we teach the Katan just to take the Dal's Minim and forget about the nanuim for now? It's a separate mitzvah. So it's really a kasha. We'll try to be miyashav a little bit, but the kasha is really a kasha. If it's a separate mitzvah, the Bekuru Yaakov says it's a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and somebody takes the lulav, he was yotze even mitzvah derabbanon. It's fully yotze. So why are we not machanach the kid to take the dal to meet him and the nanuim? Forget about the nanuim. Not forget about it, but for now, if he can't do it, we won't teach him the nanuim. L'chayra, like we mentioned before from the Rambam, why the Brisker Rav says to take the dal, meet him, and shake together. The Rambam says that you do everything together. Right? Taking and the shaking.
So he holds this one mitzvah, then the Rambam?
That's what I want to get to. Yo, very good. When the Rambam, we just mentioned before, that he says, you take the dal, meet him, and you shake it. And the Brisker Rav says, make sure to use the same lulav. Does he learn that it's one mitzvah, or even if it's two mitzvahs, the way how we want the second mitzvah to be, it should be hand in hand with the first mitzvah? I could hear, that's what I'm saying, maybe, I could hear that even if you learn it's two separate mitzvahs, it's not two separate mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis. It's taka two mitzvahs, but it's two mitzvahs, whether if the second mitzvah is derabanan, but it's two mitzvahs that we want that it should be hand in hand done together. Which means even the Bekuru Yaakov will agree that you should take the same dalad minim, that you take the dalad minim, you should also do the nanuim, even though it's two separate mitzvahs. So therefore, could be by katan, even though it's two mitzvahs, when we're being mechanach the katan, we're mechanach him only in a way that we do the two mitzvahs together. So even the Bekuru Yaakov that learns that it's two mitzvahs, there's a possibility to say the way how we teach the mitzvah, the two mitzvahs, since we do it together, we're only mechanach him when you can do it together. Even though when you do the first mitzvah, you yotze 100%, even with the rabbanon. The words that in Ramesha Shtenbach brings is he doesn't say anything about being mafsik in that shtekel. I understand what Mordechai is bringing up. Is it also come out that maybe you should be neutral and maybe not to be mafsek what between of the nanum, the natil or halal?
No, the
he doesn't say anything about being mafsek. Could be that's obviously what? The chiddush that he says is that you shouldn't have a different set. That's what he says. Our Rabbi Shemach brings from the Brisker Rav is not to have a different set. Means those dalad minim, you should continue. You're pointing out an important idea. Could be also you shouldn't be mafsik. Which maybe even if it's two separate mitzvahs, still you do it together, you shouldn't be mafsik. But what they speak about is a medubra about using the same set. You want to even continue on, you should use the same set for halal, but you should use the same set.
Is it like kubah? How bad is the din? How bad is the Moshe Steinbach learning about the din?
L'chayra, it can't be li'ikuva in the nanuim, because the whole nanuim is not li'ikuva, for sure, in the Chassam Sofer.
But I mean, how bad you're doing that nanuim, it has to be that set, maybe.
You mean in the tzur of how they made the mitzvah, could be they only made the mitzvah in a way that you have to use the same set. Is that din li'ikuva?
Right. Because it comes out of Bon Lamai, so what is the din? Stam the dog around that I should try to use the same set. I mean, the monoshof.
No, it could be the oifel netchatchilo of doing it. You should use, continue, even if it's one mitzvah, even if it's two mitzvahs, you should do it together, so use also the same set. Shaila here. A lot of things we see is only l'tchatchila. I mean, even in the nanuim itself, like the Chassam Sofer, it's only l'tchatchila. It's a mitzvah, me'ikar adin. But even if you don't do it, you yoitza. So it can be the same thing with taking the same dalad minim. Now to point out, I think, Bill, what you mentioned before, Now that we have pretty clear that he's a mitzvah, whether if it's one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs, then anuim by the bracha is a mitzvah. Tosfos says, Tosfos, which maybe hopefully once we'll get to also, there's a whole discussion how it's over lasayasam. When you take the dalad minim, you already yotze. The Gemara says medaag be nafak be, you were yotze. So Tosfos tries to still figure out some ideas how to be able to make the bracha, it should still be over lasayasam, which the etzim, they all have problems. For harai, the Gemara says medaag be nafak be, it's too late already. So one of the etzes that Tosfos says is that you pick up the dalad minim. I medaag be nafak be, that's not a problem. You still have the nanuim. So meaning to say is that the nanuim, whether if it's one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah, and you could still make a bracha al netilas lulav, which will go on the nanuim. So memela, we have pretty clear that he's a mitzvah. It happens to be Tosfos even says you can make a bracha even later, even on minik, but at least the nanuim is a mitzvah.
Won't it be koriander? Can you make two brachas?
You don't make two brachas. You don't make two brachas. But we'll discuss afterwards. I want to just get to two more points. I want to end on time. Now that we said that we have makoris for both nanuim, we have makoris for the nanuim by b'shas the mitzvah, and we have nanuim for b'shas the halal. What happens if once you already did the nanuim by the mitzvah, by the lakicha? What happens to the nanuim of halal? Is that also a mitzvah? What is it? Both the same? Both nanuim are mitzvah. We explained clearly that there's a mitzvah of nanuim, and we were speaking about the mitzvah of b'shas the bracha. What's about the nanuim b'shas halal? So, in that we're in Rav Moshe Sternbach brings a moiri de geraya that the nanuim of halal is only a minig. It's not the level of the nanuim b'shas the bracha. What's the raya? The Rav Yoh says that there's a difference between the nanuim b'shas the bracha and the nanuim b'shas halal. The nanuim b'shas the bracha, moy lechumevi lechol aruches gemel palmim. There's a lot of halachas which Be'ez Hashem will speak about next week. There's a lot of halachas, and that b'shas the netilo, you have to do all the nanuim. However, b'shas halal you menanei koldu, and that's what the Rosh brings la halacha. B'shas halal you just do nanua koldu. So the Bailey says seems from here that the mitzvah of nanuim is b'shas the bracha, and the nanuim later is only outs minig, and therefore you could do it less even nanua koldu. He also brings a maisa with the Chafetz Chaim by World War I, when he ended up, he was in Russia, and there was no esrogim to be gotten. But Doichik Rav, they got an esrog from the year before, which happens to be interesting. Yavesh, the year before is Yavesh, the Sharetzim brings the Bikur Yaakov that it's possible, yes, to stay fresh. But anyways, they had an esrog from the year before, and the Chafetz Chaim said to only use the dal. There's a few reasons why, but he said only to use everybody. They got one set of dal mina for the whole city, and he said everybody pass it around to do the mitzvah. But for halal, people didn't do the nanuim by halal, and one of the reasons is because by halal it's only a minig. Masha'enkein the nanuim taking it as a mitzvah samela, people didn't take the dal mina b'shas halal. And he also brings a raya. He says, you see, when let's say you don't have your own dalad minim the first day, a child or somebody doesn't have a dalad minim, so they borrow b'matana manas l'hachzer, because you need lachem, it should be yours, so they borrow it with a kinyan. But you don't find that people borrow it by halal with a kinyan. People won't borrow the dalad minim, then standing next to you by halal the first day, they don't b'matana manas l'hachzer, because that's only minig. If it's for the mitzvah, so there you need to be zoicha in the dalad minim, asheng, and later you don't. It's there's no need a meila. That's why you don't have to be koinet. So what you see from here is that the first nanuim is a nanuim of mitzvah, and the later nanuim is nanuim of minig. What's la halacha? Halacha we learned this week tafresh non alef siv ches yimenaneum avarach. The Mishnah Brura says, even though you do nanuim later, you should do nanuim now b'shas the bracha. But later in Sifir Aleph, tzarech lachaber esek b'shas lanea, v'chol hananuim eino ma'akvim. Nanuim are not ma'akvim. However, says the Magen Avraham, if somebody made a bracha and he took the dalad minim and he didn't do nanuim, you should go ahead and you should take the dalad minim again and do nanuim. Because even though nanuim are not ma'akev, whether later some sefer, because it's you just need royal and anea, or if it's a separate mitzvah, yotzer a mitzvah, but he's for sure a separate din of doing nanuim, maybe you should go ahead, of course, and do the nanuim. So just to be besakim over here, these for sure, these are the makoyer. We showed a makoyer for nanuim. B'shas Hal is a mishnah, and a mishnah. We showed a makoyer Taisvis, the nanuim b'shas the bracha. The nanuim b'shas the bracha is it's not ma'akev either because it's roi labila mamela, that's enough, or because it's a separate mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah. The nanuim of Hal is only a minig. And b'chla, like we saw la halacha, then I knew him, if a person does the mitzvah, which we came out now, if a person does the mitzvah, he takes the dalad minim, and he doesn't do the nanuim, of course the person's going to be yaitza.
Is it also